Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to Daily Stoicism. Power, presence, and perspective. I'm your host, Madison Lane, here to break down the ancient wisdom of Stoicism and show you how it can totally rock your modern life. Now, I know what you're thinking. Stoicism, isn't that all about being super serious and brooding in a tower? Trust me, it's way more chill than that. Stoicism is actually about finding peace and purpose amidst the chaos of everyday life, something we could all use a little more of, right? Today, we are diving into the power of mindfulness and focus. Ever feel like your mind is bouncing around like a pinball, going from, oh my gosh, I forgot to buy milk to what did I have for breakfast? Then back again in a flash. Yeah, me too. Exploding head, it's exhausting, right? But the good news is, mindfulness and focus aren't some mystical superpower reserved for monks in mountain caves. They are skills we can all learn and cultivate one breath at a time. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you tap into that present moment magic. 1. The mind is a muscle. Just like your biceps need reps to get swole, your mind needs practice to stay focused. You know that feeling when you're really engrossed in a book or a conversation and everything else just melts away? That's mindfulness in action. The more you train your attention, the stronger it gets, making it easier to resist those mental distractions. Think of it as meditation for everyday life. 2. Label your thoughts. Ever catch yourself spiraling into what-if scenarios or replaying past conversations on repeat? Instead of getting swept away by those thought tornadoes, try labeling them. Here's a worry thought, or this is just a memory. It creates a little distance between you and your thoughts, helping you observe them without judgment. 3. Find your anchor. We all have our go-to things that bring us back to the present moment, whether it's taking deep breaths, listening to calming music, or focusing on sensory details like the warmth of the sun on your skin. Identify what works for you and use it as an anchor when your mind starts to wander. 4. Embrace imperfection. Remember, being mindful isn't about achieving some zen-like state of perfection. It's about acknowledging that your mind will wander, and that's totally okay. Just gently guide your attention back to the present moment, no shame, no guilt. 5. Start small. You don't have to become a meditation master overnight. Just start with small pockets of mindfulness throughout your day. Take a few minutes to savor your morning coffee, really listen to a friend, or appreciate the beauty of nature on your walk. Each moment you bring awareness to it is a step in the right direction. Let me tell you about a time when I felt like my mind was running a marathon. I was prepping for a big presentation, dealing with a tech glitch that seemed impossible to solve, and trying to juggle emails like a circus performer. Suddenly, I realized, this isn't working. I took a deep breath, closed my eyes for a moment, and focused on the sensation of my feet on the ground. It grounded me instantly. I reminded myself to tackle one thing at a time, starting with the tech glitch. Turns out, it was a simple fix I had overlooked. After that small win, I felt a wave of calm wash over me, and I was able to tackle the rest of my tasks with renewed focus. It was a powerful reminder that even in the midst of chaos, mindfulness can be our saving grace. So, remember, you don't have to be perfect to practice mindfulness, just start small and be kind to yourself along the way. The more you bring awareness to your present moment experiences, the calmer, clearer, and more focused you'll become. Think of it like this: by embracing mindfulness and focus, you're not just managing stress, you're actually unlocking a whole new level of power within yourself. It's about living intentionally, appreciating the little things, and showing up fully in every moment. I want to hear from you. Share your favorite mindfulness tips or stories with me on social media using #DailyStoicism. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so you never miss an episode packed with wisdom, inspiration, and a whole lot of real talk. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.